Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nightmare Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Understanding Dark Psychology Narcissists by Casey Jackson is a practical self-help guide focused on recognizing narcissistic manipulation and reducing its psychological hold. Positioned within the popular psychology and relationship safety category, the book addresses patterns that can appear in emotionally intense relationships, especially when early connection later turns into confusion, self-doubt, and dependency. Its purpose is not to provide a clinical diagnosis of personality disorders, but to help readers identify recurring behaviors that undermine autonomy and emotional stability. The book emphasizes both overt and covert narcissistic patterns, including love bombing, mirroring, accelerated intimacy, gaslighting, guilt pressure, intermittent reinforcement, and manufactured confusion. It also offers applied tools such as boundary scripts, gray rock responses, and pattern recognition. The central value of the book lies in translating complex interpersonal dynamics into observable signals and practical decisions, helping readers move from emotional uncertainty toward clearer boundaries and self-protection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, narcissistic control is presented as a process that often begins with emotional intensity. A key idea in the book is that narcissistic manipulation does not usually announce itself as domination at the beginning of a relationship. Instead, it may start through a strong sense of connection, rare compatibility, rapid closeness, or intense attention. This framing is important because many readers searching for answers are not dealing with obvious hostility from the start. They are often trying to understand why something that initially felt affirming later became destabilizing. Jackson highlights early signs such as love bombing, mirroring, and accelerated intimacy as behaviors that can create emotional investment before trust has had time to develop naturally. The practical reasoning is that intensity can bypass normal evaluation. When someone feels unusually seen or chosen, they may ignore inconsistencies that would otherwise matter. The book treats these early behaviors not as proof of narcissism by themselves, but as patterns worth tracking when they are followed by withdrawal, control, contradiction, or emotional volatility. This helps readers distinguish ordinary romantic enthusiasm from a relational structure that creates dependency. The emphasis on sequence is useful. The concern is not merely one affectionate gesture, but the progression from intense bonding to confusion and reduced autonomy. Secondly, the book explains manipulation through repeated tactics rather than isolated incidents. Jackson's approach centers on recurring patterns of manipulation, including gaslighting, guilt tripping, intermittent reinforcement, moving goalposts, contradictions, and manufactured confusion. This is a practical distinction, because people in destabilizing relationships often focus on single conversations and try to resolve each one logically. The book suggests that the more revealing question is whether the same emotional outcome keeps returning the reader feels responsible, uncertain, overextended, or unable to establish a stable understanding of what happened. Gaslighting is treated as a way of weakening trust in perception, while guilt pressure shifts attention away from legitimate needs and toward appeasing the other person. Intermittent reinforcement is especially significant because inconsistent warmth and withdrawal can keep someone invested in restoring the earlier version of the relationship. Moving goalposts and contradictions make resolution difficult because the standard for approval changes after the reader tries to meet it. By organizing these behaviors as mechanisms, the book helps readers avoid debating every detail as if each conflict were separate. Its usefulness lies in showing that manipulation is often recognizable by its structure: repeated confusion, emotional exhaustion, and a lack of durable repair. The focus remains on observable behavior rather than speculative diagnosis. Thirdly, pattern recognition is used to reduce overthinking and restore interpretive clarity. One of the book's practical contributions is its focus on pattern recognition as an alternative to overexplaining, overthinking, and self-blame. In manipulative dynamics, a person may spend large amounts of energy searching for the perfect wording, the missing context, or the explanation that will finally make the other person respond consistently. Jackson presents this mental loop as part of the harm confusion becomes a form of control, because the reader remains preoccupied with solving the relationship rather than evaluating its effects. Pattern recognition changes the task. Instead of asking whether a single incident can be justified, the reader is encouraged to notice frequency, sequence, emotional aftermath, and whether behavior changes after concerns are clearly expressed. This method is concrete because it shifts attention from intentions, which are often unknowable, to outcomes that can be observed. If a relationship repeatedly produces anxiety, self-doubt, and loss of autonomy, that pattern matters even when individual moments appear explainable. The book, therefore, treats clarity as a protective skill. It does not require the reader to become cynical or suspicious of every intense connection. Rather, it encourages a disciplined way of noticing whether words, actions, repairs, and emotional consequences align over time. Fourthly, boundary scripts and gray rock responses translate insight into behavior. The book differentiates itself from purely explanatory guides by emphasizing response tools, especially boundary setting scripts and gray rock. Boundary scripts are useful because many people recognize manipulation before they know how to respond without being pulled into argument, apology, or justification. A script can reduce improvisation under pressure and make a boundary clearer, shorter, and less vulnerable to diversion. The underlying principle is that a boundary is not a debate about whether the other person agrees. It is a statement of what the reader will or will not participate in. Gray rock is presented as a way to reduce emotional fuel in interactions where engagement tends to escalate manipulation. Rather than offering personal details, emotional reactions, or lengthy defenses, the reader keeps responses brief, neutral, and limited. The value of these tools is not that they fix the narcissistic person, but that they reduce the reader's participation in the cycle. This distinction is important. The book appears to position practical responses as self-protective measures, not as strategies for controlling or reforming another adult. By pairing recognition with language and behavioral restraint, it helps readers move from analysis into safer communication choices. Lastly, recovery is framed around rebuilding self-trust and psychological space, beyond identifying tactics. The book addresses the aftermath of narcissistic manipulation, diminished self-trust, emotional instability, and difficulty knowing what is reasonable. This recovery focus matters because leaving or confronting a harmful pattern does not automatically restore confidence. A person who has been repeatedly contradicted, blamed, or drawn into unstable cycles may continue questioning their judgment even after they see the pattern. Jackson's emphasis on reclaiming clarity and protecting peace suggests a practical model of recovery centered on internal orientation. Rebuilding self-trust involves learning to take consistent discomfort seriously, recognizing when confusion is being produced rather than resolved, and allowing observed patterns to carry weight. Psychological space is also central. Manipulative relationships can occupy attention through constant analysis, crisis, and anticipated reactions. Protecting that space means reducing unnecessary engagement, clarifying limits, and returning attention to personal values and stability. The book seems careful to avoid turning awareness into generalized suspicion. Its recovery message is not that readers should treat all people as threats, but that they should become more responsive to repeated inconsistency, coercion, and emotional depletion. This makes the book relevant both for people leaving harmful relationships and for those trying to evaluate current dynamics with more steadiness. In conclusion, understanding dark psychology narcissists is best suited for readers who feel persistently confused, emotionally drained, or uncertain in a relationship where intensity has been followed by inconsistency, withdrawal, blame, or destabilizing conflict. It may also help people who want to understand narcissistic manipulation without relying on clinical labels or becoming broadly distrustful. Its practical benefits are strongest in the areas of recognition, and response readers are encouraged to identify repeated behavioral patterns, reduce over-explaining, use concise boundaries, and protect their psychological space. Intellectually, the book offers a useful way to think about manipulation as a sequence of observable effects rather than a mystery that must be solved through guessing another person's motives. Compared with many books in the dark psychology and narcissistic abuse category, it stands out for its applied orientation. Rather than focusing only on warning signs or dramatic descriptions of toxic behavior, it links tactics such as love bombing, gaslighting, intermittent reinforcement, and moving goalposts to practical tools like scripts, gray rock, and pattern tracking. Its realistic value is as an accessible field guide for everyday relational judgment. Readers seeking formal clinical theory may need more specialized sources, but those seeking clear, usable language for identifying and interrupting harmful dynamics will likely find it practical and focused. But if you would like to support Casey Jackson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.